With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaking at a campaign rally in Kingston, North Carolina Sunday, former President Trump vowed to tackle the nation's problems if reelected.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into your country. Your country is under siege. We have criminals of all variety, murderers, drug dealers.
President Trump spoke of the assassination attempts on his life, saying it all comes down to Tuesday's election.
I put everything on the line for you, and including my life itself. I mean, in all fairness, I don't talk about it, but I did. And I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday.
Also at SRNnews.com, cleanup underway after several tornadoes touched down in the Oklahoma City area early Sunday. Six people were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Angry crowds awaited the King Sunday in the epicenter of Spain's flooding.
A crowd of angry survivors of Spain's floods tossed mud and shouted insults at Spain's king and government officials when they made their first visit to one of the hardest-hit towns. Government officials accompanied the monarch, who tried to talk to locals while others shouted at him in Paiporta, an outskirt of Valencia city that has been devastated by the floods. Police had to step in with officers on horseback to keep back the crowd of several dozens who were throwing mud and shouting, get out, and killers, among other insults. After being forced to seek protection from the mud, the king remained calm and made several efforts to speak to individual residents. Over 200 people have died from Tuesday's floods, and thousands have had their homes destroyed by the wall of water and mud. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. Latinos are the fastest-growing group of American evangelicals, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Pew Research Center, 15% of them identify as evangelical Protestants now. They are an influential voting bloc, particularly in swing states, and both parties are vying for their votes in a year when margins are expected to be thin. Among all evangelicals, Latinos are the fastest-growing group. About 50% of them identify as Republicans, 44% Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing in recent presidential elections. This year in the vital state of Pennsylvania, they're likely to comprise at least a quarter of the electorate and thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting President Trump, citing Kamala Harris's support for abortion and for the queer trans agenda. Catholics are becoming an important constituency for the former president. This is SRN News. The results of a drug trial involving a new schizophrenia drug have been released.
However, many dropped out of the research. Schizophrenia is a severe mental illness that can cause people to hear voices, feel paranoid, and withdraw from others. Bristol Myers Squibb's Cobenfy was approved by the FDA in September. There's been great hope among doctors because the drug acts in the brain differently from other schizophrenia medicines. The latest results presented at a medical meeting in Boston come from 2-year-long studies. John Scott reporting.
Nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in the last week. Data from the ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political ads during the 7-day span alone. Various groups are expected to spend another $300 million in ads between now and Election Day. Presidential candidates have spent a combined $272 million on ads. More details at SRNnews.com.